Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadl al-Raja'i. Before this we did the chapter, Babu al-Raja'i, the chapter on hope. Today we're doing the chapter on Fadl al-Raja'i, the chapter on the virtue of hope. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has first brought the chapter on hope in the mercy, clemency, kindness, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the chapter on the virtue of hope. In other words, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should have, but is also something that is virtuous. So firstly, something that we need, and there is also virtue for it behind it, and not just that we need it, but also we're getting virtue for having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is goodness in having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even from a fazilat point of view, from the point of view of it being virtuous, that there is fazilat, there is reward in being, in having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're getting rewarded for it also. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi started this chapter with this ayat of the Quran, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِخْبَارًا عَنِ الْعَبْدِ الصَّالِحِ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. This was the quotation of the words of a righteous servant mentioned in Surah Ghafir. There was a person, a man from the family of Fir'aun. Some narration it comes, his name was Shama'an, others come, his name was Hisqil. Whatever his name was, he was a person from the family of Fir'aun, that he didn't agree with Fir'aun and what he was doing. In fact, he was the person in some narrations, he was the person that warned Musa alayhi salam of the impending capture of Musa alayhi salam when he had killed a Coptic. And also, he was his iman, and became very, very clear at the time when he started talking in the court, in the home or in the palace of Fir'aun. Now he started speaking, and many, many ayats of the Quran were revealed as to the speech of this person. So anyway, his iman became very, very clear. So one of the things that he did say is mentioned in the Quran. Now we know that the speech of a person mentioned in Quran is something that is very virtuous. Not the speech of a bad person, the speech of a good person. He was not a Nabi, but yet his speech is recorded in Quran Sharif. Another person who was not a Nabi, and his speech also was recorded in Quran Sharif in Surah Yasin. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً, etc. These ayat are actually the speech of a person by the name of Habib Najjar. He was a carpenter, therefore he's called Najjar. So his name was Habib. So his words also are recorded in the Quran Sharif. So it shows that when the words of a person is recorded in Quran Sharif, words of the good person, can there be any better praise that a person is getting for that? That his words have been recorded, the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will actually be reading his verses, understanding right up to the day of Qiyamah, his verses and what he had to say was recorded. What great virtue. He was in a previous Ummat, he was not even a Nabi, but his words have been recorded. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought his words here. So this is how this fits in with the virtue of hope. So what was his words? وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. His words were, I surrender my affairs to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is definitely watchful over His servants. So what he said, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I surrender my affairs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, I'm having full hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whatever my affairs are, I'm handing it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now really, this is something that creates so much of peace, so much of itminan within a person. So many things we worry about. Sometimes we worry about the security, sometimes we worry about the future of the country, sometimes we worry about our children, what's going to happen to them, their behavior, they're not being so good, or what's going to happen to us as far as our health and future is concerned. But if we have this one policy of tafweez, tafweez means to hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever my condition is, I'm handing it over. Allah ta'ala will take care of me. He took care of me in the womb of my mother. He took care of me when I was young. He's taking care of me now. In the future also, Allah ta'ala will take care of me. And when I go in the womb of the qabr, Allah ta'ala will take care of me again there. This person is having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, he has hope that on the day of qiyamah and in akhirat, Allah ta'ala will take care of him. So this tafweez is something that is very, very important. That is handing, I'm handing my affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is actually praising him for this pious person, this pious elder from the family of Fir'aun. This is what he said, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. So he shows us it's virtuous to have hope. He was having hope in Allah Ta'ala. You'll only surrender your affairs to Allah Ta'ala when you have hope in Allah Subhanahu. You don't have hope, will a person ever surrender his affairs to Allah Ta'ala? It's because of that high level of hope he had at Allah Ta'ala, that I'm surrendering my affairs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah Ta'ala is watchful over his servants. Allah Ta'ala knows what's happening. He's seeing, he's aware, he knows exactly what is happening. So he is sufficient for me. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran thereafter, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah Ta'ala saved him from the evil of the plots that these people had made. The people of Iran, what plots and plans they made. Allah Ta'ala saved this person. He handed his affairs to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala took care of him. So this is one thing that is very, very important. In fact, it takes the stress away, as I was mentioning. Person realizes when it comes to his, for example, his family members. Sometimes you get a person that has got a father that's not so close to deen. Person has got a mother that's not so close to deen, that's far away from deen. He's got uncles, aunts, so he's got a son or a daughter. Now he stresses about it, so worried, what can I do? Now he does what he needs to do, he gives the dawah, he tries to explain to them. But he understands the end result is in the hand of Allah. Ufawwidu amri ilallah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what Allah Ta'ala also explained to him, told him. At that time when his son was on the other side opposing him, imagine he was a Nabi trying to save his son. And what his son is saying is that I'll climb up the highest mountain and I'll save myself from the flood. But he was worried. Allah Ta'ala telling him, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. That he's not from your family. His actions are not good. In other words, you can only take responsibility to a certain level. After that, leave it in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. After that, don't stress about it. After all, his heart also, your son's heart is in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If he wants, he'll change the heart. The better thing for you to do instead of stressing is make dua. If you make dua, there's a great possibility Allah Ta'ala will change.